You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing. And that is what you'll hear if you tune into the Patriots-Bills game tonight. It's the new Prime Video sports theme, debuted this season as Amazon Prime took over the Thursday Night Football broadcast. And it's composed by Berkeley graduate Pinar Toprak. Toprak is a bit of a phenom. She became the first woman to score a major superhero film with Captain Marvel, and now the first woman to compose an original NFL theme. We actually caught up with Toprak in advance of the Patriots Thursday night football game, and I started by noting that her head must hurt after breaking all those glass ceilings. I asked her, does she feel like a pioneer?
Not personally, but I hear it quite a bit, and it's an honor to hear it every time. But for me, I do what I love to do, and if it opens some doors for others, and then that's great.
So first woman to score a Marvel movie, according to Forbes, first woman to score a billion-dollar film. Now first woman with an NFL theme song. Why break the glass ceiling in football? What made you want to compose for football?
Well, I was reached out actually by Amazon, and I was very delighted to get the call, and they were looking for several demos from different composers, and I happened to be one of them, and that was a huge honor. During their demo picking process, they didn't even put the names of the composers to the projects. We had code names, so they picked it basically based on the music rather than choosing a name, so to speak. So that actually, anytime that happens, I love that, because that's all about the work.
So I want to hear some of that work now. We're going to play some of the theme. Now, the second that I heard that, Pinar, I thought, that's football. That sounds like football, right? So
that's the mission. Thank you.
How did you decide what football needed to sound like?
There are certain things that we're expected to hear in these sort of themes, the big brass theme, and there's certain energy and certain harmonic language that we use. But besides that, for me, it was really all about, I was thinking about the players and what they would want to hear before they actually go on the field, and the fans every week gathering around the TV to watch this, and something that it almost sounds similar but different in a way, which is always a tricky thing to do. With these things, but I was very happy that we ended up with this thing.
So I want to back up now, and we're speaking with Pinar Toprak, who's the first woman to compose a theme for an NFL football program. It's on Amazon's Prime Video. You spent some time in Boston. You went to Berklee College of Music, and I want to touch that, but I want to go back a little bit further. So I'm actually going to play a bit of football music. Trust me here, and this is from NFL Sunday Night Football. Okay, so that, many don't know that was written by John Williams, the composer well known for Star Wars, but also for another piece of music that I know figured in for you. Here it is. Okay, my favorite trumpet fanfare of all time. And John Williams influenced you. That's Superman 1978. He influenced you when you were young and wanted to make music.
Yes, and he still does. I think he's absolutely remarkable and one of a kind talent. That score was one of the first scores that I can remember realizing what the power of score does to a film. So it's always been very special for me. And ever since that film, so many other John Williams scores, the way he approaches themes and variations and the way he sculpts scores is absolutely is masterful. And I still have so much to learn, but he's someone that I look up to and respect a great deal.
Now, he just turned 90 over the summer, actually. They celebrated him. The Boston Symphony Orchestra celebrated him here in the Berkshires at Tanglewood. Have you had an opportunity to meet him and speak with him over the years?
I have. And it was I was waiting for that moment for a long time. And I always thought of all the clever things that I would say and all the research I had done of his music. I was ready to finally have that moment with him. And the actual moment that I met him, I really felt like It was a starstruck moment for sure. And he held my hand. He was so sweet. And he has this way of, when he speaks to you, making you feel like you're the only person on the world that matters in that moment. When we talked, I basically told him, okay, now that you're touching my hand, I feel like I can die happily. And then after I left, I was like, after all the things that you wanted to say to him all these years, that's the thing that comes out of your mouth. But it was honest, I guess. He's a master, absolute legend.
So he influences you. You want to make music, and you decide right. You need to get to the United States. But you don't do it typically. It seems like you did everything fast and early. Tell us how you wound up in Boston at the Berklee College of Music.
Well, the short story is I finished the conservatory in Istanbul when I was 16 years old, and I didn't know English, or I didn't really have the means to go to college at that point. But my brother was living in Chicago, so my father said, go live with your brother for a year and learn English and see if you can figure out a way to send yourself to college, essentially. So I lived with him for a year, and while I was in Chicago, I applied to Berklee College of Music and got accepted. I was 17 when I started. And thanks to the conservatory education, I guess, I actually was able to finish the four-year college program in 2 years. So I was 19 when I had my bachelor's degree. I always say, if I didn't take that year off, I would have been 18 with a bachelor's degree.
Which is incredible. And you've said you felt like you really didn't have any choice. You had to do it in 2 years because financially, you had 2 years.
Absolutely. I mean, even 2 years was a stretch. I had to... I had some scholarships and grants, and I was working three jobs, maybe more, because I was teaching private lessons to kids as well. And I was literally just up and working around the clock, studying or working to make ends meet. And I'm very grateful that it all lined up the way it did. And then at 19, when I graduated, that's when I moved to Los Angeles.
And then, you know, not to be outdone by all the other things that you did faster and sooner, you somehow find yourself able to work with Hans Zimmer, who is another, you know, legendary composer, has done some of the biggest films in Hollywood. How do you find yourself working with Hans Zimmer?
I didn't really find myself. I made myself work for Hans Zimmer. It was an effort. I had an internship at Paramount Pictures. When I was getting my master's degree in Los Angeles, I had this opportunity to be an intern at Paramount Pictures. And while I was there, I knew that I wanted to work for Hans somehow, but I had no way of figuring out how to do that. So I called for about a month, literally every day, different people, just to see if anyone would have a meeting with me. And finally, at the end of the month, someone said, okay. They still didn't hire me, but that day in the hallway, I met somebody else whom I gave my card to, and he hired me. And my room happened to be right next to Hans's, so I made sure he saw me there first thing when he came in, and I was the last person to leave after he left. So we built a relationship, and he saw my work, and after about 6 months of that acquaintance and getting to know each other, he asked me to work for him directly, which... just wonderful.
So he's composed scores for films like Conception, The Dark Knight. As you get more experience, you go into a realm that is increasingly getting a lot of credit for the quality of the composition, which is video games. And actually, you wound up composing for Fortnite. Was that a satisfying experience for you?
Absolutely. With Fortnite, when I got hired to score that, we had no idea, because over the course of the years with Fortnite, now there are different composers and different musicians that have been involved with it. But when I got signed on, I worked on the first year or more, a bit more than that. We had no idea how big the game was going to become. It was just remarkable. It was really satisfying.
So that's another first. You were on the first team that composed for Fortnite.
That is correct.
Okay, so like I said, I think your head must hurt from all the ceilings that you break. So now I'm going to play some music, amazing music from another shattered piece of glass here. Of course, that's 2019 Captain Marvel, right? The first Marvel woman superhero in that series, because Black Widow, while the first Avenger, not a superhero. So now you are literally helping women be superheroes. Talk about getting that job and composing that score.
That was definitely a turning point in my career and in my life. It was just a remarkable experience. I knew of the Captain Marvel story from the comics earlier on, and once I found out they were going to make a film about Captain Marvel, I was very interested, and I told my agents, wouldn't that be amazing? And the short story is that I showed my interest that I wanted to do that film, and I was given the opportunity to demo for it. And I knew a chance like that comes once in a lifetime, and I needed to make an impact. So I hired an orchestra myself, and conducted the orchestra and shot an EPK, basically a video footage of me conducting the orchestra and everything, so that when they were actually watching the demo, they weren't just listening to a piece of music, but they actually saw me in action, and hopefully they gave them that that trust that I could handle the scope of this project. And the day I got the phone call that I got the film was incredible. I literally lost the feeling in my knees, and I dropped on the floor, and It was life-changing, absolutely.
So we're speaking with Pinar Toprak, who is the composer for Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video, which you'll hear tonight when the Patriots play the Bills, but has broken a number of other glass ceilings as a woman composer. And we're talking right now about composing for Captain Marvel. As I understand it, okay, now you have to compose. And you were stymied for a little while until, get this, you went for a walk.
That's right, which I do quite often. It's a way to unwind and get detached from the studio environment, and it's really meditative for me. And the theme for this film was obviously very important, and I wanted to make sure it was right, and I was stuck in the studio quite a bit. So I went for a walk, and I just started humming the theme, a theme. I was humming several things, and finally I started humming this particular theme that ended up being the Captain Marvel theme, and it actually felt right, because I was very self-critical and nothing felt right. But when I sang this one, I was like, oh, that actually, that could work. And I called someone in my team, and I asked him, how about this? And he said, that's great, record it on your phone voice memo. And I did, and I came back in the studio, and I basically did this arrangement, and it became the Captain Marvel theme.
So now we jump forward. It's November 18th, 2022. A new film premieres on Netflix, and we hear this. Now that's the beginning of how The Parting Glass from the Slumberland soundtrack unfolds. And we wanted to start with that piece because it's so simple, right? It's so pure and clean and almost childlike compared to the thunderous football and superhero that we've been playing from you. Tell me where this piece comes from.
Well, Parting Glass is actually an arrangement of a piece that existed that then I took and arranged in different ways throughout the film. And then we also have our Slumberland theme, which is also a very, very delicate and emotional. This film is extremely special for me. I lost my father when I was 28. And when I first read the script and then met with Francis Lawrence, who's our director, it was just an immediate, natural connection, very honest connection, because I was thinking of all the things that I would have done just to have that extra 15 minutes with my dad, extra afternoon with my dad.
And this is a story, excuse me for interrupting, of a little girl who loses her father and basically wants to go to sleep because then she might be able to be with him again.
Exactly. There's these adventures and things that she needs to do to earn the possible chance to make a wish and to see her dad again. And it was just very personal for me, and it was an immediate connection, and it was probably, I would say, one of my most honest and heartfelt scores that I've written.
You've broken through in Marvel. You've broken through in blockbuster billion-dollar movies. You've broken through in football. You've scored something deeply personal and reflective of your own story. You're young. What's next? What's the dream you haven't achieved yet?
There are a lot of things. There's a lot of music in me that needs to get out. so it's a lot of different types of projects, but I would love to work a lot more dramas and character driven films, and maybe some war films and some biopics, and an Oscar would be great too. I don't know. There's a lot to do, but it's there's all of those things are just the result of hopefully the work itself. For me, it's really about waking up and living a life that I'm proud of, that I'm happy living, and doing what I love. So whatever project that happens to be on my desk that day, it's just a blessing for me.
So Pinar Toprak is a little bit of this. And as a Berklee College of Music, as a Berklee College of Music grad, a composer for film and TV, and now composer for Thursday Night Football tonight, we will go out saying thank you for your music and tune into the Patriots and Bills tonight to hear this. Pinar, thank you. It was a joy to talk to you.
Thank you, likewise.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.